It's the Biden regime. The oligarchy that runs it doesn't care what I think. It doesn't care what you think. And they care what any of us think. And it's going to do what it's going to do, whether you like it or not. You know, it wouldn't matter if a million of us went there and stood around the Capitol and said, we're not going to, here, I'll give you another number. It wouldn't matter if 10 million went and stood around and encircled the Capitol in Mordor and the Potomac River and said, you're not crossing. You're not coming in here to make any more laws. You're done. You're fired. They'd call the guard out. They drone strikers, whatever. They don't care. I've finally gotten around to reading most of Angelo M. Codavilla's latest essay, which is at the AG website. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday with famed celebrity William Griggs. William Briggs, it's American Greatness is the site. I got around to reading three quarters of it this morning. Clarity in Trump's Wake. The United States of America is now a classic oligarchy. The clarity that it has brought to our situation by recognizing this fact is its only virtue. So in other words, it took Trump and 4 years of oligarchy rule or of oligarchy hissy fits to solidify and then to inform the rest of us, you're screwed. You are ruled by our oligarchy and there's nothing you can do about it. You know, Codavilla's got a way of putting these things into word. One of the things that I took away from that, from reading the FA, is that the oligarchy was going to pronounce victory on November the 8th, 2016. It did not think that Hillary was going to lose. It thought Hillary was going to be coronated. And that was going to be what they're currently doing with the Biden regime. They were already lawless and in complete disobedience, flouting of the law that the rest of us, and that includes the moral law, or what they think is the moral law, which is all this wokeness nonsense. Notice that they are excluded from it. The elite, the John Weavers of the world. No, pederasty and pedophilia crimes, that's for everyone else, you little people out there. I, as a ruling oligarch elite, am perfectly allowed and comfortable in committing pederasty or in dreaming about pederasty. Look at my buddy, Harvey Weinstein. And all the other Epstein buddies. But what Codavilla puts into this essay, and we're going to get into it because it's a good thing to talk. It's nice to have the explanation, I think, here, because he does a really good job of explaining what has happened and where we stand, which is pretty much where some of us have been telling you where we stand. And that is the only question to be answered now is, what are you going to do about it? Do you remain? Do you tell your state to remain in union with the oligarchy because it's the devil that you know versus the devil that you don't? Making new unions, making new kingdoms and republics and what have you here. That's dangerous, messy business, and it may not work. Which completely defies the experience of the last 200 years here in the United States. Are you implying that it worked here? Well, for a while, it actually kind of did. And there could have been, or there could be, a chance to turn around and get some of that was good, true, and beautiful back. That moment has passed. This ought to be the realization that you take out of the events of the 2020 election. And this, Codavilla makes this in his essay. We'll get into it. And that's this. The law did not matter to them. This is why they told senile, soon to be Alzheimer's Joe, look, you're sick. Stay at home in the basement with Jill. You don't need to come out. We got this. Don't worry about it. You don't have to campaign. You can come out once a week or so if you want, but you don't have to. We got this. They never had any intention. And this just kind of dawns on when you read a great essay like Cota Villa's. This just kind of dawns on you that they never intended to. Look, when President Trump was saying back in March of last year, in April of last year, about the mail-in voting, that they were going to use the corona hoax and that they were just going to do it and it was going to turn out terrible for our country and for him, that was prophetic. He knew exactly what they were up to and what they were going to do. I want to tell you something else that Cota Villa gets kind of under all of our skin and the first third of the essay. That is, look, Trump was the representative of MAGA, normal, red, white, and blue, traditional, middle class, blue collar, upper middle class, white collar America. And our elites hate us. Every single one of us hate everything about us. And as I and others picked up on, you know, this Trump guy, you know, he's an elite and he's got tens of billions of billions and billions and billions of dollars. But he does not seem to be one of them. You know, some things he kind of is, but he seems to be comfortable by going to coal mines and going to conferences of Latino small business guys, like the one that we broadcast that he went to in Arizona, where those Latino small businessmen in Arizona said, "Mr. President, we love you, we pray for you, and we thank you for all that you've done." He was comfortable with those people is the point. And he was comfortable with them because he shared things in common with them, and he actually liked them. This is what really pissed off the oligarchs.
His ability to relate to the average American drives them crazy.
And because
they can't.
Right, because they can't relate. It's not that they can't relate. It's that they don't want to relate. They so viciously despise me and you. And the fact that he didn't is what really got under their skin. And he was an impediment to some of what they were trying to do and what they think is their entitlement. Look, if you need any evidence of that they think that they're entitled, how many nanoseconds did it take the regime leader Biden, how many nanoseconds did it take before the oligarch's privilege to spend trillions of dollars it doesn't have immediately took precedent? He's now talking about, and just got Pelosi and Schumer over there going, "We're going to pass Bride of Porculus, Bride of Stimulus, Succubus, Biden's baby from 2009, which was a mere 960 some odd billion dollars. Chump change. We're going for one. How much are you going for? We are going for, and we don't need any of your stupid votes to pass it. We're going for $2 trillion. Oh, but don't worry, you get $1,400 out of the deal. Yay! Yay, peasants! This is the trade-off. 1.9 trill, because the previous 1.4, no, the previous 2.1, and then the 1.1, and then the last one, I don't even know what the total was. I think it was 1.4. The previous $4 trillion that Trump signed, and he should have vetoed all of it, wasn't enough. We want our guy to pass one, and we want it to go to our people. The people, right? That's where we are today. So headlines yesterday were Pelosi and Schumer say they don't need, almost as though they don't want, the opposition party's votes to pass this new porculus succubus stimulus. They're just going to do it. Not even going to have a real vote. They're going to do a voice vote in the House. They're going to do a voice vote in the Senate. And there's nothing McConnell can do to stop them. And then they're going to send it to creepy Joe and regime leader Biden, try and remember where he is for a moment, and we'll sign it and bring a bunch of pens out, and we'll give 20 pens, and they'll put a bunch of transsexual kids in rainbow-colored uniforms up there and what have you. And each one of them will get a little pen from the signing of the Portland Succubus Amulet. And then they begin to spend and shower their clientele with the grift. And there's nothing average Americans can do about it. So Coda Villa walks you through how we got to this part. You know what I find interesting about reading Coda Villa's essay? And I think we're past the place of essayists actually aiding and assisting, because I think it's now just raw anger and energy that is going to be directed to this. I fear that that means it ends in tragedy and in violence, because people have thrown their hands up in the air and have surrendered. The real problem with that is that they think that they can gain back what's been lost. You can't. There is no going back in the Wayback Machine. You just can't. So we'll get into that here on Tuesday, the Feast of the Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And also Groundhog's Day, Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow. Is it light out yet? Okay, as soon as it gets light out, I'll go outside and I'll give you the real report. Ned Ryerson. I'll give you the amateur Ned Ryerson report on Groundhog's Day when the sun comes up, probably during the next break, or during the second to last, or during the next one. Other news, let's go down and do a couple of more news headlines here. Here's a big one. Why it is completely unconstitutional to impeach someone after he leaves office. Now, again, there's so much contained in this impeachment. They don't care what's in the law. They don't even care what actually happened. You know, people keep going, why won't they just see the truth? It's not true to them. Don't you get it? These are the people that believe and want everyone else to believe that 9-year-old little girls can transform into 9-year-old little boys with a unicorn horn, the whole shebang. They do not deal with reality. They don't truck into reality. They don't trade in it. They trade in whatever they say is the reality. It truly is an emperor that has no clothes. So we don't need all these laws. Remember during the first sham impeachment that the concept of the President Trump, or the proposition, rather, not the concept, the proposition, that he had committed a high crime or a misdemeanor, and what had the phone call with Volodymyr Zelenko, the president of Ukraine, and that he did it because he was afraid of sniffy Joe Biden. And he did it to hurt. Remember, they kept saying, now, bad people, angry people project the bad things that they're thinking that they want to do, project them onto others. So they were projecting the fixed election. In other words, you see how that works? They knew. they were accusing Trump of doing what they were cooking up and what they were about to do. That's the irony of it. The laws don't matter to them. They're not laws. They're only laws for me and you. They do not play by the same set of rules or by the same law. By the by, our Crusade Channel, only social media we're socializing in, our Crusade Channel chat room, Crusader Stadium, is live and is open today at crusadechannel.com/chat. Thank you to all of you who have wished me a happy birthday today. I got 20,400 some odd followers on Twitter, and I've gotten 3 birthday greetings today. And there's a chat room where there were less than 60 people in there. I've gotten 20. So figure out where you ought to be spending your social media time. That goes back with me, too. So all of this is going. Let me hit another headline or two. How treason and thought crime are easier than ever in Biden's America. And this is from dailycaller.com. Now, again, many people do not believe. They simply just do not believe.